cloudy this morning, then some sunshine this afternoon with a shower or two. High temperatures around 80 degrees.
61 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. Albemarle County Public Schools will be holding a community information session today regarding its transgender, gender-expansive policies. It will begin virtually on Zoom at 6 p.m., and you can get the link to the Zoom meeting at k12albemarle.zoom.us. Early voting turnout in Albemarle County and Charlottesville for the House District 54 and 55 and Senate District 11 Democratic Party primaries are showing high numbers.
In both the House seats, we have about 2,000 votes cast, roughly. Okay, you know, that may not sound like a lot, but if 7,000, 8,000 are going to be cast overall, that's a quarter or so or a third of the votes there, almost a month ahead of Election Day.
J. Miles Coleman with the UVA Center for Politics points to the redistricting for that.
For most of these last few decades, we've had this really political stability in the Charlottesville area. That's sort of been upended this year, and I think these types of statistics really bear that out.
Charlottesville police making an arrest in a shooting that happened on May 16th along Preston Avenue. 21-year-old Kaim Keir is charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Police say more charges are pending.
S&P Global and Moody's Investor Services have renewed Charlottesville's AAA bond rating. The agencies assess the city's credit worthiness. A government's bond rating evaluates the city's ability to repay its debt in full and on time. The AAA bond rating is the highest rating obtainable.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 61 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and more of the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia. And you're going to get the party with Big Ray and the Cool Cats, brought to you by Better Living Building Supply. Stay tuned for details at WCHV.com.
Skies a mix of sunshine and clouds this afternoon. The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. We might even see a shower or two. High temperatures this afternoon around 80 degrees. Clearing skies overnight tonight. Low temperatures in the lower 60s. Sun cloud mix on Thursday. A shower or two later in the day with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny and hot on Friday with highs around 90. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.